Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Thursday, January 26th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Last Saturday's shooting in Monterey Park led the city to cancel the second day of its two-day Lunar New Year festival. Alhambra is Monterey Park's neighbor to the north, and it will go ahead with its Lunar New Year's festival on Sunday. John Bawari is with the Alhambra Chamber of Commerce.
We're a diverse community, and we'll continue to celebrate that diversity in respect and honor those who were tragically lost during this incident, but not let that be the defining moment of our community.
There's one addition to Sunday's festival. There'll be a moment of silence for those who died in Monterey Park, and Alhambra city leaders will award Brandon Say with a Medal of Courage. Say was working at the Lai Lai Ballroom in Alhambra last Saturday night. Surveillance video shows him wrestling a firearm away from the man that police say had shot up the Star Dance studio in Monterey Park minutes earlier. Sunday's Lunar New Year Festival runs from 9 in the morning to 9 at night on Main Street in Alhambra. There will be a heavy police presence. There will also be a wellness pavilion that will offer counseling for those shaken by what happened last weekend. Now, before Saturday's shooting, the Star Dance Studio in Monterey Park was a fixture on the local ballroom dancing scene. It was a welcoming place for all who wanted to dance. Our story from KPCC's Josie Wong.
At a vigil outside Star Dance Wednesday, Kevin Leung told a crowd of hundreds about how 8 years ago he could not find a spot to open his Kung Fu Academy.
We called around and nobody really wanted to take us in.
Then he tried Star Dance. Mingwei Ma, the spirited instructor who ran the studio, picked up the phone.
He said, yeah, I'll move some things around and I'll give you a place to teach class.
Kung Fu classes met several times a week at Star Dance under Ma's approving eye. Ma was one of the 11 people killed in the attack. For Leung, it was like losing family.
He's like our quirky uncle. He was always kind of coming in and being proud of us, and he always had a smile.
Leung said he'd been offered donations to relocate his Kung Fu school, but he declined. He said when the doors to Star Dance reopen, quote, we're ready to come home. I'm Josie Huang.
Tonight marks the final night of L.A. County's annual point-in-time count of unhoused Angelenos. They cover the San Fernando and San Gabriel Valleys Tuesday night, East and West L.A. last night, and tonight the volunteers will fan out across Metro L.A., the South Bay, and the Antelope Valley. Steve San helped out last night at the Westwood Presbyterian Church. It's steps away from UCLA.
We work really hard on this count. We take this very, very seriously. We also have all of UCLA, and we have many, many UCLA students. There's a contingent from the UCLA School of Medicine joining us tonight, and every year we have a large contingent.
The numbers that Steve San and the other volunteers compiled will be crunched over the next few months, so LA County has a clear view of who's unhoused and where they are. That will guide programs to provide shelter, housing, or other assistance going forward. We should get those point-in-time numbers this summer. California U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein is 89 years old. The San Francisco Chronicle last year reported that some in Congress say she's forgetful and not able to keep up during Senate arguments. Feinstein told the Raw Story News website yesterday that she will not say whether she's running for re-election until next year. But House Democrat Katie Porter of Orange County has already officially announced that she will run to replace Feinstein, and today Burbank's Adam Schiff announced that he's also running. Schiff was a prominent figure in the first Trump impeachment and in the January 6th committee hearings. There's also chatter that Oakland's Barbara Lee plans to run for Senate in 2024. She has not made that official. Miha Books in Lakewood features children's books and books by and about people of color. On Saturday, it will close its doors after a little more than a year. Owner Stephanie Moran Reed says sales began to slow last spring.
If we would have not branded ourselves as Black and Latina owned, if we were just your average bookstore that sold a variety of things, we might have had more sales, sure. But that was not what I was interested in dedicating my time to.
But Stephanie Moran Reed will still dedicate her time to children's books about and written by people of color. She's just going to do it online at mihabooks.com. And Miha is spelled M-I-J-A. Thanks for listening to the L.A. Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another L.A. Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.